Despite Russia's suspension of its part in the deal on Saturday, the Black Sea grain corridor has remained open for business. Recently departed ships full of Ukrainian produce waiting for inspection off Istanbul. The United Nations and Turkey working hard to restore Russia's participation. And confirmation of success came in a message handed to the Turkish president mid-speech.
Russian Defense Minister Mr. Shoigu called our National Defense Minister Hulusi Akar and expressed that the grain transports will continue as agreed before as of 12 p.m. today.
Russia stopped its cooperation after this attack on its Black Sea fleet in Crimea on Saturday. It alleged it had been launched by Ukraine, at least partially, from within the grain corridor. Ukraine denies using the corridor for military purposes and has neither confirmed nor denied it was behind the attack.
We demanded assurances and guarantees from the Ukrainian side that nothing like this would happen again, that the humanitarian corridors would not be used militarily. Our Turkish partners mediated. Our defense ministry has received information from the Turkish side that Ukraine has given such assurances.
Vladimir Putin went on to say that Russia reserved the right to withdraw from the deal again in the future if Ukraine went back on such assurances, but that it would not impede Ukrainian grain from reaching Turkey. Here in Kyiv, a senior advisor to the Ukrainian president said Russia's escalatory threats and blackmail had failed because the deal had been shown to work even without Russian involvement.
One Ukrainian security analyst says an important element was Turkey's leverage over Russia.
Turkey immediately announced that their ships would continue. For the Russian Federation to target Turkish ships would be the least beneficial. So that is definitely influenced their readiness.
But few expect plain sailing. Russia had been accused of deliberately slowing the inspection process at Istanbul, something now possible once again. The deal is due to expire or automatically renew if none of the parties objects on the 19th of November. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.